Blog Talk Radio.
If I told you that you could own your own business on the internet, your own travel business on the internet, and you'd save money every time you travel, and when your friends and family book travel, would you mind getting paid the commission? And number three, would you mind getting paid if you told somebody about this business? That's all the business is.
Marcia Pruitt back in Dallas, Texas, and I am excited to welcome everyone to our team call. Good morning and welcome to our Jet Set 60-Day Blitz Call, where we are blitzing all the way to our Harvest is Plenty cruise, which is June 30th, 2008. We are blitzing on to the next level. Good morning and thank you for joining us. I want to quickly go through some of our announcements, like the YTV convention. We're all registered for the YTV convention, which will be taking place in August of this year in St. Louis. Not only are we registered, but we are pushing for at least 10% of our team to be at the convention, to be registered, pre-registered for the YTV University classes, because we will have an awesome next year keeping those percentages. Let's also make sure that we're going to be at red carpet next week. Next Tuesday is June 3rd, and we're going to be in St. Louis for red carpet day next Tuesday. So I hope to see many of you there next Tuesday. Make sure you're aware of our Jet Set 24-hour hotline. Here we've got a method for you to hear about the business, to be have your interest piqued about the business, to have testimonies, and even learn how to get started fast. We have that available 24 hours a day. So let me give you that 24-hour hotline number. That number is 512-404-1250. That's the Jet Set 24-hour hotline. You can press steps 1 through 4. You can do that even after you've hung up from this call today to make sure you're aware of all the tools. Let me give you that number one more time. That's the Jet Set 24-hour hotline. It is 512-404-1250. As I mentioned, we are blitzing to our Harvest is Plenty cruise. Wow, it's coming up so quickly. On June 30th, 2008, we are going to be sailing from Miami, going to Key West, and then to Cozumel, and then back. We are going to have an awesome time. We're going to have the Ladies of Distinction. They're going to be there. We're going to have Coach Tomer. He's going to be giving live training there. We're going to have our Jet Set directors going to be there, also giving training on our system. We are super excited. When you want to come with us and tell all your family and friends and all of your team, all you'll do to go to your favorite YTV travel site, click on groups, look for the number 1, and then cruise with Coach Tomer, June 30th, 2008. We are super excited to have you join us at our Harvest is Plenty cruise. And also, tonight will be a great opportunity to have 2 new people listen to the business presentation tonight, because there will be a wonderful business presentation being done, but this time we're going to do it on the company line. That's the YTB conference call hotline. Do y'all have that number? Let me give it to you just in case. That number is area 641-594-7505. Now, that is the YTB conference call line. So tonight at 8:30 Central Time and 9:30 Eastern Time, there will be a great business presentation being done. Have at least 2 of your friends to listen to our Jet Set directors. James Pruitt will be giving the presentation tonight along with Roland Atouris and Craig Sweet. So you know it's going to be awesome. That's going to be on the YTB conference line at 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern. And if you have people that speak Spanish, tonight is very special because on this line, we're going to have a business presentation done all in Spanish. That's going to happen at 9 p.m. Central Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on this line, okay? So when you've got Spanish people, direct them to this call on this line at 9 p.m. Central or 10 p.m. Eastern time, and our business presentation tonight in Spanish will be done by none other than Noah and Linda Matos and Fabian Martinez. So make sure and tune in tonight and have all of your Spanish-speaking friends also tune in as well. Now, Dallas, Texas, we are so excited to welcome all of the YTV directors, but especially our Jet Set directors will all be in town Thursday, tomorrow night. We've invited everybody, not just our Jet Set directors, but any of the other directors that are on this line. You're invited to come on out if you're going to be in town tomorrow night, Thursday night, May 29th. Well, we're going to invite all of you to our normal business presentation that James and Marcia Pruitt normally do every Thursday night. We do it in Duncanville, Texas. So if you're in the Texas area, please join us tomorrow night. We're going to have so much fun with all of our directors in town. Now, we're going to be meeting at the Hilton Garden Inn. That's at 800 North Main, and that's in Duncanville, Texas. Now, that's the only Hilton Garden Inn in Duncanville, Texas. That's off of I-20 and Main Street. You know, we start tomorrow about 7 o'clock for the mix and mingle. You know you have to get there early tomorrow just to meet all the people that you've been hearing so many wonderful testimonies about. So we look forward to seeing anyone who's in the Texas area tomorrow night to come on out to our meeting. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get started this morning by bringing on our leader. And as you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates that his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite circle of champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. So let's greet him this morning with a very warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning, Marcia, and good morning to each and every one of you. Boy, Marcia, I really can feel your smile coming through the phone. Good morning to you. Good morning, Jet Set Power Team leaders. Good morning, Coach's Corner. Good morning, $10,000 Dream Bonus Earners. Good morning to you, all of you champions. Good morning, directors on the call. Good morning, Circle of Champions. Good morning to each and every one of you. I must begin this call by just recognizing excellence this morning. I just want to recognize for Power Team sales in the month of May. You know, we're all pushing and building our power teams, and we're all giving our all. This is a season of blitz, and I just must recognize Noah and Linda Matos for being at top of the leaderboard with 30 new RTAs in their power team so far this month. That is what I call really doing it, walking the walk, talking the talk. Noah, what an incredible, incredible job. Linda, way to go. We're all pointing at you, saying congratulations, way to give your all, and we see the good work that you're doing. We're all so very proud of you. I've got to also mention Hurley Enterprises, Marley and Pedro, Trevor Dusty, Reginald Gallen. Way to go, Reginald Gallen. Good Power Team leader sales this month. Way to go. South Florida International, LLC. Lloyd Green, congratulations and great job this month. Pastor Sylvia Jordan. Wow, saw her last night. What an incredible, incredible job she's doing building her power team. Jet Set Director Chris Kavanaugh, Michael and Dawn Gallen, Deborah Abby Wakoye, Dorothy Shaw. I'm just so proud of you for the good work, the good job that you're doing. Way to grow your power team this month. And I've got to take my hat off to Jet Set Superstar Director Gary White. You're just doing an incredible job, all of you all, just growing your power team in the month of May. Make sure that you're getting up early every morning, spending that private time seeking his face. seeking first the kingdom of God and growing your business and growing personally. Begin with that personal private time that we talked about. Start with the daily confession in the morning. Spend your time with your Creator about your success. We've talked about that first habit. It's just so important, ladies and gentlemen, to picture your success in your mind. Picture you being successful. You visualize your success. Can you see it? Can you see it? Is the picture clear? How does it look as you play the story out in your head? How does it look? The word says, call those things that are not as though they were. Don't see those things as they are. See them how you want them to be. Live in that. Pray without ceasing, it says. Roland says it every single morning. Believe what you see. Don't do that. No. You want to see what you believe, ladies and gentlemen. It's just so important to picture your success. Call unto me, and I will answer unto you and show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. It's pretty clear. Call unto me. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure that we are seeking first for our success, seeking first for our success, his face, his word, and following him to where he is leading you. You know, I just think about this. Let's just say that you're doing that. Let's just say that you can see it in your head. Let's just say that you've already pictured your success. You're living there. You're calling those things that are not as though they were. Say you're already there. Then he asks you, what are you willing to let go of, to give up in order to get that which you want? What can you let go of the old in order to embrace the new? You see, you just keep thinking the same, keep doing the same, you keep getting the same. But can you let go of something in order to have all you want? How bad do you want it, ladies and gentlemen? How bad do you want it? You know, as I'm going around and talking to people and presenting and showcasing this wonderful business and seeing lives change and metamorphosize right there, I see the look in people's eye. I see the look in people's eye that want it. But I wonder, are they willing to give up something, to raise up, to release in order to receive? You know, I see the look in your eye. I know you want more. I see the look in your eye. We've got to be willing to remove the splinters in our mind. See, we know if we can control our mind, control what goes in there, we can picture our success, then we can already see it. And that gives us a proper posture as we're talking to folks, as we're doing what we need to do each and every day, taking those step by step toward where we're going. You know, I want to pause for just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, and bring on my partner in success. I'm talking about everybody's hero, ladies and gentlemen, third level director, big time bonus earning, multiple President's Club ring wearing. Please help me welcome this morning to the line, Mr. Roland Arturas. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. What an awesome way to start the call. What you plant in your mind is what you get. What you plant in your mind is what you get. We become what we think about. And I really, our mind is like land. It doesn't care what you give it, but it will return whatever you give it. Like a farmer. If a farmer plants, you know, in a land, whatever he plants in that land, that's what he's going to get. If he plants corn, he's going to get corn. If he plants poison, he's going to get poisoned. And I can compare our minds to like fertile land. Whatever you give it is what it's going to produce. So if you put anxiety in your land, in your mind, if you put confusion in your mind, if you put anxiety and fear and doubt and misunderstanding, that's what you're going to get. But if you put goals and success and failure, whatever you put in your mind is what you're going to produce, James. What we think about is what we become, James.
You know, you're exactly right, Roland. I just look and see the look in people's eyes. Roland, boy, they want something new. And there's something inside of them that's just like, it's coming out. It's got to bust out. It's telling them they want more, Roland. They want more. But let me tell you, you know, we were thinking about what could we provide, what could we do. And we talked a little bit yesterday about the importance of that conversation that Coach had. And here I was looking for a magic, gigantic, huge pill. And what Coach gave me was just such wisdom, folks. And it's just the power of one, the power of one, just One. That little effort, the power of one. We talked yesterday, Roland, about the power of the magazine program. Brought on superstar director Dean Coughlin, who's already experiencing incredible results in Roland. Just to know that magazine program, it's been there all along. But, Roland, I believe it needs to become the new minimum standard for those that want it, those that have that look in their eye. The new minimum standard is at least 25 new exposures a month, at least one per day, 25 times a month. Now, I want to talk a little bit about how to get on the magazine program, Roland. You and I were discussing that. I know you go to the – I've been on it for so long, I don't really know. I want to make sure. You go to your back office, you click there to register for the guaranteed $6,000 program. And when you do that, Roland, you put your information in there, and there's a minimum cost for the magazines that come directly to your home. Now, when I subscribe, Roland, you signed up, and 25 magazines came, and you signed up. Now, you were telling me that it's changed a little bit now?
Yes, James, it's changed. When we signed up before, you had to subscribe to the auto-ship program where they would send, they'll take out $99 from your account and they'll send the magazines every month to your home. Well, now YTP has changed that, James. They made it a little easier. What they're saying now is that you don't have to apply for the auto-ship, and you can just order the magazines as you need them. So, James, what we're doing in this area, James, what we're doing is as we order our magazines and 25 come, Michelle is labeling each magazine one, all the way to 25, and we have a notepad that we have along with those magazines. So when we pass those magazines out, you know, or we're telling people they can't afford the $100 as they're passing it out, what they can do is recycle those magazines that they have and order them as they need them. So if you give out magazine 1 or magazine 15 to someone or magazine 22, you look on your notepad, who has 22, and you call them up, follow up, did you get a chance to look at the magazine? What on the magazine did you like most about what you saw? You know, they checked out the DVD, and then, you know, you do the closing, do your spill. If they're not interested, if they don't want that part of it, well, can I come pick up my magazine? You know, you go back and you retrieve your magazine and you recycle it, you know, and that's what we've been doing, James. And you order the magazine as you need them, and you're still getting out your exposure, and you're still inputting the information in your back office, and you're still qualifying for that guarantee. So right now it's no longer on an auto ship. You can order the magazines as you need them, James.
You know, we're doing the same thing, Roland, but we're writing down, we're using the tracking form from the Harvester's Plenty. See, that helps me, Roland, as I'm giving out the magazine, I'm showing it, and I like to show the magazine and talk about it before I give it out. I don't know, I kind of like tease, I don't know, maybe, anyway, but I have the magazine, and what we're doing is once we give the magazine, I'm going to get the phone number and all, I put that on the tracking form that can be found, of course, in the harvesterplenty.net, click on training, and look right on there, it says tracking form, and when you print that out, you see that form there, it shows you, once you write the name in there, Roland, then it's got, okay, when did you follow up and contact them, have they seen this, it just walks them through the steps of the recruiting system, so we're doing the same thing, but we're just using the tracking form when we do that, and you know, Roland, it just makes sense to get. Now, I got to tell you, man, I give out so many more magazines than one a day, but of course I'm on the program, but you know, as I think about it, Roland, here I am touring the country, going to certain areas, showcasing this business, featuring people who are really doing well and seeing what this business is. As I'm doing that, as I'm giving those presentations, I start thinking about my own presentation. I end every presentation, Roland, talking about the magazine, talking about that program. I'm still doing the magazine program. I'm just doing it in front of everyone in the world. You know, Roland, the magazine just adds so much legitimacy, so much. It works for me, Roland. It really does work for me. And I just think about if you have 10 people on your team and each one's on the magazine, that's 10 times 25 exposures a month. What if you've got 100 on your team, Roland? What if you're like you, Roland, you've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. You've got a lot of thousands, Roland, thousands on your team, and everybody's giving out one magazine a day. Now, keep in mind, Roland, you're always going to have people like you, always going to have people like the Jet Set Directors, Jet Set Captains. You're always going to have people like that to give out way more, to do way more. But if each and every one of us was just doing that one, Roland, I think there's power in one. And as I start to think, as I begin to meditate, as I do all these things, what Coach is saying, it's so easy, Roland. It's so simple. Here I'm looking for the giant, big fix-all, but it's right there already. Not every one of those people that I talked to, I talked about this morning, that I spoke their name, who are doing well, I don't know for sure, but I would bet you Every one of them is on that magazine program, and every one of them has those tools. Roland, I'm just excited about where we are going as a team. And now when people call me, Roland, and they say, well, you know, James, can you tell me what to do to get my business off? I'm going to say, okay, now you're already signed up for the guaranteed $6,000 program. You're already a part of the one a day, the minimum standard of you're already there. Before I can even help you, you're already there, right? I mean, that becomes the standard, Roland. The standard. If you're not there, okay, we need to talk once you can get there. See, to me, that's just a one a day. It's like a vitamin. I mean, it is a vitamin, Roland. Man, let me tell you, I really do believe, Roland, that we all march into the beat of the same drum and doing at least all of us, the minimum. Man, then we can start talking about 10 and 20 and 30 exposures a day and working all three markets. We've been talking about all that. We've got to drop down to a standard, Roland, where everyone can just kind of stop and everyone just jump on the bandwagon, just jump on the cause of one per day. The power is in the magazine program, folks. Let the tools do the talking. Show somebody how legitimate this is. Point them to the company and the coach and Scott and Kim and the founders and the directors. Point them to the success stories. Use the tools that are there. It's in Spanish. It's in English. It's there. Roland, I'm excited about what we're doing as a team. I'm excited about what you are accomplishing. I'm excited about seeing you today. I'm not even in Dallas, and neither are you, but we'll both be there today. I'm excited about the directors coming in. I'm just plain flat-out excited, Roland. How do you feel this morning?
Well, James, I'm excited as well, James. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, your good-looking self, you know, later on this afternoon in Dallas. You know, James, as we talk about the magazine program, and I just think people sometimes get intimidated by the cost. And, you know, we say, oh, I'm paying this $50, and you know, I haven't got to my power team yet, I'm making the money, let me just keep on this $15. But we think about it, James, and we think about what it really costs, you know, the $100. Man, I just think it's worth it just to be on the autoship because it just makes you work. It just makes you pass out the magazine. But think about it. If we give $100 to YTP in a month, they're giving us $400. How much do you get to a bank? And at the end of the year, what do they give you for your investment, for what you put in the bank? You know, and here we are, we're putting $100 away with YTP, with our business that is tax deductible, and they're giving us $400 a month, you know, which adds up to $6,000 at the end of the year, a total of $500. You give $100, they give you $400. I think if we look at it that way and look at the bigger picture and think about that $100 is the only thing that I'm investing, you know, for my business. I'm not investing in leads. I'm not putting in radio ads. I'm not doing what Roland did. I'm just investing the $100 on a guaranteed program that Coach Scott and Kim designed for my success. Now my business is successful guaranteed. You know, when people ask me how much money did you make this month, how much money are you making, how's it working for you? Well, I know I'm guaranteed at least $500 a month. I guarantee. That's what I'm guaranteed with this business. That's what I'm making with this business because I'm on the magazine program, James. It's just such a no-brainer to be on a magazine program. And what people do, if people come in with the magazine, they're going to pass out the magazine. And what a great way to validate the company. The stories are awesome. The DVD is perfect. I mean, you don't have to be perfect with the magazine. You know, James, it makes your life easier just being on a magazine. My mom is on a magazine program, James, for two reasons. Because it's guaranteed and because her baby boy is on that magazine, James.
You know, Roland, when you order the magazines, if a person has never ordered them, does it come equipped with what to say? I mean, does it tell you exactly what to say?
Yes, James. The magazine has a script. It has a guideline on what to say when you're handing out the magazines, how to follow up, what to do, and everything is right there in writing. It's just a simple step. When we look at Coach and Scott and Kim and the wisdom that they have, James, the wisdom that they have in this business, what they've been telling us about how to build our business and not to go seek for information from other people. And we have all the information right here under our nose. We have to just listen, you know, instead of just hearing what they're saying, but actually listen and start doing what the coach, what the company, what that playbook tells us to do is right there under our nose. And we just start executing that, James, I think we'll be A-okay.
You know, Roland, it seems so simple. It can't be that simple. One a day? Nah, come on. What are y'all really doing? let me tell you, it's just so important. You know, Roman, something special happened last night. You know, I came here to Detroit with our family, and we spent the holiday weekend here. And while we were here, some of the superstar director, Kimberly Perry, pulled some folks together, and we had a little gathering last night. And director Marcus Murray was there, and a lot of fantastic, sharp people were there. Well, see, we went over and did some picnicking, and we got together with everybody I grew up with on my block, and we all got together and brought our kids. And we were all sitting around thinking, man, look at little us's playing together, just like we all played together. And people's parents were there. We were just chatting, and I invited some of the people that were there to just come and see the event that we had last night. Just come and see. And I was a little nervous. I never get nervous, Roland. I had people that knew me before I knew myself present in the room. They were there, you know. And, Roland, as a kid, I probably was not the most likely to succeed. I was the most likely to do a lot of things, but I'm not sure succeed. It was just good having them there. And, you know, I started thinking, I wonder if they can picture success, that they can picture in their mind the success. Can they picture, can they see? I know they like what they see. I know they see the evidence of all these people, but can they picture themselves success? Can they? You've got to see it, folks. You've got to see it in your mind. You've got to see you driving that car. You've got to see you on your beach house. You've got to see you walking around your villa in Spain. See you on that bungalow in the Caribbean. Can you see it? Can you see your plane? Can you see your yacht? Can you see where you're going? Can you see it? You've got to be able to see it. Boy, you can see it so much like you can taste it. That's when you know you're close. You've got to see it. You've got to seek it. You've got to seek it. It's there for you. But, you know, often I realize when I'm looking for the answer, it's right there under my nose. Roland, I just want to, before I send the call over to you, I've got to just say, I think there's power, ladies and gentlemen, in one. There's power in one. So if you've done the magazine program, you've given out one, you're not done for the day. There's one. There's this power in one. Roland, I want to just close this call out by turning it over to you, and let me just say, man, I'm excited about who all's coming. I'm excited about where we're going as a company. I think these are the absolute best of times. I'm just excited for your success, folks. I'm excited that you're a champion on this line. Roland, close the call out like you do each and every morning. Take it away, sir.
David, I would love to, David. I would tell everyone on this call this morning that the next 15 months, I really believe, is going to be crucial in our business. The next 15 months with YTV is going to be very, very crucial because a lot of things are happening. And I really want you to not get frozen with intimidation. Don't get frozen with intimidation. What do I mean by that? Well, when I coach Little League football and I coach, you know, some kids, and I coach over here in any little suburb area, a nice green community and stuff like that, and we play kids in the inner city, and we had to take those trips down to the inner city, and the kids were looking at the vibe, and they were looking, they were like, wow, coach, what's that? Coach, where are we going? Coach, what's that? You know, and as we were lining up to play, you know, the kids would start focusing on the opponent. Now, the opponent was always bigger, they were stronger, they were faster, and they loved talking trash. Are we going to kill you guys? Are we going to kill you? Are we going to walk all over you? So then they start focusing on them, you know, and I can see my team posture begin to change, and they were being intimidated. They start listening to the trash, and I told them, listen, take your eyes off them, and I want you to focus on your teammates. You know, I want you to focus on the fact that you worked hard for this moment. I want you to focus on the fact that you were better prepared, and I just want you to visualize yourself executing the play that we practiced all week. You know, and that same posture that I want to tell us all here, don't get intimidated by the economy. You know, don't start listening to people's complaints. You know, now is the time to be a blessing. I just see people worrying about the economy and gas going up, and, you know, and people worrying they don't have the money. But this is our time to be a blessing. We work hard for this moment. Let's focus on what we know. You know, when someone starts complaining about gas, you ask them, so what are you doing about that? What are you doing about that? See, if you don't take charge of your finances, it will take charge of you. That's what I tell people. They all complain about gas or we're going to get laid off, so what are you doing about that? What are you going to do about that? You know what's about to happen. And if you don't take charge of your finances, it will take charge of you. So I take charge of mine. I make an extra $500 a month, guaranteed. That's what I'm doing with my home-based business. And if you start saying that, you start changing your posture, you start being a blessing. Don't get frozen by intimidation. This economy, this is the perfect time for us to go out there and share the business. Don't be intimidated, but be a blessing. On behalf of Jason Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle Aturis, we are skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. Be blessed. See you in the call in the morning.
Great, great, great call once again this morning. And as he said, hey, don't be intimidated. And, hey, go on out here and be a blessing to people. Hey, Pamela, I see you on the line this morning.
Hey. Yeah,
hey.
I got here at 7:07. I just got up. I said, let me jump on this phone. Yeah,
okay.
How you doing?
Fine.
That's
fine,
great.
Fine. Powerful
yeah.
call this morning, huh?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, he's right. Think positive. Don't let nobody discourage you. That's so right about that. That because one won't get it, another one will. Too many people in the world.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
A lot of people out there need looking for just what they looking for this, but they can't find it. So it's up to us to get out there and tell them about it.
That's it. We got to
yeah.
go spread the good news.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So
uh-huh.
glad you.
Yeah,
was,
I didn't get out of work at 11 o'clock last night, so I kind of got up. I just got up about
okay.
it was about 7. So I jumped on the phone. I thought about it. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you was able to join in on the call this morning. And Monty's not on right now, but I'll be giving him a call in a little while. Oh, he is.
Okay.
He just chimed in. Let me pull him up.
Okay.
All right, Monty. Hey, we got Pamela on the line. You know, we just was talking about, you know, what they were saying about don't be intimidated and go spread the good news. And what's your take
yeah.
on what you got out of the call this morning?
Well, actually, I just got back in.
Oh, okay.
And so... something that is so wonderful about what we're doing, Satawi, is I can check this call out on the archive. I get an opportunity to use that now.
That's right. That's right. You sure can. You can go back and listen to it. That's why I'm, you know, I've been saving them so that if we miss it, you know, that you can go back and be able to hear it. They basically, again, reinforced this morning, you know, the importance of the magazine program as the bare minimum standard. What they mean by that, again, as me and you were talking yesterday, anybody be bringing this business from now on, they got to be on the magazine program.
Right, right.
They got to be on the magazine program. They got to come up with that money. And as he was, and as Roland was saying, you know, what they can do, what it used to be, you had to kick out $100 every month. He said, no, you can do now is that you can get your first shipment. You get that first 25 magazines. You give them out. People that, you know, don't do nothing with it, you go back and pick your magazine back up from them. And, you know, recycle them.
Right.
So that way, you know, for those that, you know, that might be, you know, struggling trying to get some stuff going and started, that they not got $100 every month being tapped out of their credit card until they start making some money, but they need to spend that initial $100. That initial $100, and I mean, and as he was saying again, you know, that's a wonderful investment, a $100 investment that puts you in a position to make, you know, to be on the $6,000 guarantee. And as he was sharing again this morning, is that the whole thing, when people ask you how much you make, I get a guaranteed $500 every month. That's what I make. That's the minimum I make. I mean, you know, I probably would get more than that this month based on, you know, some other things I do, but I'm guaranteed $500 every month. That's how much I make. That's how we can get people to be able to answer that question. Because when they're on a magazine program, that's what, you know, that's the thing. So you personally can be able to, so like with Pamela Ann on here, once we get her magazines and people ask her how much is she making, she said, hey, I get a guaranteed $500 a month. I might make more
right.
than that this month, but I'm guaranteed $500 a month. That's
that will answer that question.
Huh?
That will answer that question, won't it?
It sure will.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, Pam.
Hey, Monty. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah,
that was, I made that call. That's good. That will certainly answer that question because I think a lot of times that, you know, our people are anticipating that question popping up, and it makes them gun shy. I mean, it makes them shy.
It intimidates them.
Yeah, exactly.
Saying, people get intimidated.
Right, right.
You know, and so that takes away the intimidation. You know, I get $500 a month guaranteed in my home-based business. You know, I mean, and also the other side of that, too, is we share people, other people that are network marketers who be talking about, you know, what you get? We got guaranteed $500 a month. How much do you guarantee you, and, you know, and not picking on anybody's other opportunities.
Right.
Just say hypothetically, you know, how much they guarantee you in Mary Kay? How much they guarantee you in Shaklee? How much do they guarantee you in Herbalife? You get, I got guaranteed $500. I'm gonna get $500.
You know, Scott Tomer made a comment one time on a red carpet presentation. He said that nobody's ever seen anything like this. You know, so that's part of what he's talking about. I mean, no other company has that $6,000 guarantee.
Yeah.
So it's never been anything like this. So this is definitely brand new in our industry. And it gives us some firepower, something to use that nobody else can use. So I mean that makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Oh, Pam, did you get that W4 change yesterday?
Oh, just what I was going to tell y'all. Now, she gave me the paper to change the non-exempt.
Uh-huh.
She told me I need proof of what I'm doing. What,
no,
you know,
no,
she
no.
said they don't. That, let me tell you, honey.
Go ahead.
She got me. I told her I wanted to change it. Everything was going fine. Then all of a sudden she said, what you doing? I said, I have my own website as a travel agent. Then she said, well, can you prove it or something? I need to prove what I'm doing. So I just started. I said, how can I, you know, prove? I said, unless you want to go to my website. And then she said, no, you need some paper documentation on why you want this or something. So I didn't even argue with her because she's the hiring and firing supervisor. I just said, okay, ma'am. I said, I didn't understand. I said, I didn't know, so this is my first time doing it. So I'll talk to my agent. And tell him what I need like that, and I just left out because I ain't want to trick them people.
Okay,
I got your address.
I'll send you a letter. I'll send you a letter that you can give to them.
You know how some people are. You know, they just
that's your personal.
She don't know herself.
That's your personal private business. She can't deny you the fact to change your allowances. Because it's between you and the IRS. It ain't got nothing to do with her.
Exactly. That's right. That's my thing. That's my Social Security. Yeah, that's my money.
Right. It's between you and the IRS. It ain't got a daggone thing to do with her.
Yeah, exactly.
Know.
But I didn't want to go there with her.
I understand.
I didn't really know what I was talking about, but I didn't want to act like, you know, like, I didn't want to get on her nerves.
Yeah,
but she's really been nice to me.
Yeah, I'll send you a letter. And you better show that letter and it to the state to whom it may concern.
I still got the paper. Mm-hmm.
What's the person's name so that way I can address the letter to them?
Her first name is Mary. You can just call her Miss Mary. I told people don't go by their first name, Miss that, all that. Let me get that paper out here. I got the paper. I brought it home with me, honey. I kept up with it. I got it right here. Because I'm going to tell you, it's like at the bottom, it say exempt.
And Satawi.
Yes.
Satawi, you can fax it to her. Remember you were talking about, what did you say, Office Depot or something, Satawi?
Get the, I tell you what you do. When you go in today to work, get the lady's name and the company's fax number. And I'll fax.
Yeah, I tried to call you. Okay.
Yeah,
I tried to call Monty last night, yesterday, before I went to, when I was getting ready to go to work, but he didn't answer. I just said, I would deal with it tomorrow morning.
Okay. When you go in today, tell her you need, since she wants proof, when you go in today, tell her, you know, you need her full name and the fax number, and I will fax her a letter tomorrow advising her. On you know, why you're changing your allowances to 9, and that, you know, that, and just letting her know in a professional manner that, you know, if she interferes with she's liable.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I can get that fax number before I go.
Yeah, but I need a full name so I can send her a professional letter. Full name, her title, and the department, so I can send her a professional letter. I just don't want to send a fax to Miss.
Okay, I still will do that.
I don't want to send a fax to Miss Mary. I want to send a fax to Mary, whatever her name is, whatever her title is, whatever her department is, so I can send her an official letter.
Oh, yeah.
Professional business letter.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
All right.
I'll get her last name and everything, her title.
And her department, since she asked you, you needed proof, then tell her you need from her the following because the legal department, the people you work with, will be sending her information to let her know what it is that you're doing and why she needs to not interfere with that.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Because what she did, Pam, she broke the law.
Yeah.
By denying you what your request, because like Satawa said, that's between you and the IRS. So she actually broke the law.
She gave me the paper, but she wouldn't take it back. She gave it to me. She started out with it, and it seemed like all of a sudden she started, I know what to say, but I'm not strong with saying what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Don't
and,
worry about it. Just get that information, and I'll take care of that.
Yeah, okay.
And now in the fax number, her private, you know, her phone number, her extension, I'll fax it to her, and then I will call her and let her know in a nice, kind, professional, polite way that, that she does not need to stand in the way, because if she does, that she is liable. You know, I'll tell her that in a professional way, you know, in a nice, professional, courteous way.
Okay, because, see, I have to do it now because at the end of the year, I won't be able to file something or something.
At the end of the year, when you file at the end of the year, you'll be filing also a Schedule C, which explains your profit and loss statement from your business, because you have a home-based business now. And having a home-based business, all you're doing is you're fast-forwarding your refund. What I mean by fast-forwarding your refund, as opposed to letting the IRS hold your money and getting it back, you're getting it ahead. You're just fast-forwarding your money. And it's legal.
Okay,
people do it every day.
Yeah, I know they do. It sounds like it. I heard it before, but I didn't know how to do it. Yeah, I heard it before, but I just never knew how to do it.
And folks,
and
folks out there in Radio Land, you're getting some valuable training right now.
Yes, you are. And for that, what we're talking about, for those that's trying to read between the lines, we're talking about is that one, you can take and change your W. If you're working and you have a home-based business, you can change your W-4, which is basically what's called allowances, not dependents. Where they confuse people at on their forms at work, most people think that when they put down, you know, how many dependents you have, the allowances has nothing to do with dependents. It's called federal allowances. How many allowances that you want that allows you, put you in a certain bracket that determines how much money is taken out of your check. You can take and put 9 down, such as my wife does. My wife, she works at a school. You know, while I'm doing the business, my wife she put down 9 allowances, and on her pay stub, I ain't going to read out how much money she had come in, but on her pay stub, it says right here in front of me, federal withholding, 0. State withholding, 0. Social Security, they take that out. Medicaid, they take that out. But federal withholding, 0. State withholding, 0. That allows her, that money that would have been going out, that allows that money to come to us first, and then at the end of the year, when we do our business along with our personal taxes and all of that, then we determine whether or not the IRS has any money coming to them or whether or not we don't have any money to have to give to them.
I know that's right. Oh, right. Yeah, that sounds good. Because they've been getting me for years. I tell you, sometimes I have to pay back. I'm like, what about paying back out of my money?
Yeah.
Because
basically what they're doing is they're holding your money and they give it back to you with no interest on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing this for years. I mean, when I first learned, I was fortunate. I had some friends when I was in college that, you know, showed me the tax game and everything else, because their families didn't pay no taxes. And I was like, how y'all don't pay no taxes? You know, and it was like, you know, hey, you just got to know the law. And most of people don't know the law. We say IRS is like the boogeyman.
IRS,
like the ghost.
Showed up. Yeah. Okay,
well, we got 2 minutes left, y'all, and we need to wind down this part in terms of the radio piece. And then if we want, we can, as soon as we shut the radio down, I can call everybody back, and we can finish our own personal conversation.
All right, then.
Okay,
well, anyway,
so,
I thank you all. And,
all right. Hey,
yeah,
thanks for listening in, and thanks for sharing this morning, and hopefully we get more people on the team to start listening
uh-huh.
in to the morning call. Again, this is Home-Based Business 101, and we just, you know, just want to I just want to thank you and Monty for, you know, being supportive team members and being in on these broadcasts in the morning as we build our business.
All right. Sounds great.
Okay.
All
call
right,
you
y'all
in a
have
few.
A great day.
All right.
Okay,
call you back in a few. All right.
Okay.